I have to thank very much the humanitarian community in Mali, supporting the Malian population in many places, despite the insecurity around the country. We have lost more than 30 people, humanitarian actors. But despite that, it didn't discourage people to continue to work on the ground.
So you're saying that despite the insecurity that is on the rise, you have been seeing hope through the signing and implementation, ongoing implementation of the peace agreement of Alger?
Yes. In fact, we just observed what happened recently in the Radisson Hotel. But we were really in the mood since, June, after the signature of the peace agreement. We have observed a very positive evolution of people getting together. But then suddenly we saw also that in different places there was some attack, criminality was on the rise. But this is just in general what we observe on the ground. But when coming back to different places for the humanitarian actors are very respected, but to see that they're attacking ID on against humanitarian or attacking the humanitarian convo, that's really, we have to strongly condemn that, because humanitarian actors are helping everybody.
Is this situation really hindering your activity on the ground? What's the situation, the humanitarian situations on the ground for the people who are living here in Mali?
It's amazing to see how people are so much animated by the goodwill to continue to work on the ground despite security. So we have tried to see how we can work with the communities. In fact, some of the places, communities are protecting us because they accept that we work together. So if we have one attack over there and here, we cannot stop. Of course, we have also to look at how we can increase the security mitigation measure to really try to see how we can just also protect the actors.
Today, you're reaching every place in Mali?
Yes. We have, for example, just to give you one place which is in the north, it's Timbuktu, it's Gao, it's Mopti, it's also Kidal. And all these places, we are present.
Thank you. In the conclusion, maybe your message for Mali?
In the conclusion, I think really is to salute, number one, all humanitarian actors, because they don't run away. At the same time, we have also to thank also the national authority, because we're working together. We are delivering, we're reaching out people, and we do think that terrorist movement cannot really stop what we have to do, because otherwise they will succeed, and we don't want them to succeed. We are the ones succeeding for the cause of humanity.